Aman Musa, good morning. Ethiopian troops have shot at and detained UN staff after they drove through checkpoints in the conflict-hit northern Tigray region. Government spokesperson Ridwan Hussein says the UN team ignored instructions not to be in the area. Government forces have been battling the Tigray People's Liberation Front in the region since the 4th of November. The UN team was reportedly trying to visit a camp for Eritrean refugees on Sunday when the shooting occurred. There has been much concern about the fate of the refugees following unconfirmed reports that Eritrean troops had crossed into Tigray and had taken some of them back to Eritrea. South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa has urged ruling ANC members to refrain from attacking State Capture Commission Chairperson Deputy Chief Justice Raymond Zondo. He was speaking at the end of the virtual ANC National Executive Committee meeting. Several party members, including members of the MKMVA, have criticized the commission over its decision to lay a criminal complaint against former President Jacob Zuma, who attended the NEC meeting. President Ramaphosa said they have all agreed to support and cooperate with the commission.
The NEC agreed that we must confirm our appreciation of the work of the Zondo Commission under very difficult circumstances. We affirm our call to all members of our movement to cooperate with the Commission and to refrain from unnecessary attacks on the Deputy Chief Justice and the work that he has been asked to do by the South African nation.
The outgoing head of the joint UN-AU peacekeeping mission to Sudan Darfur's region says despite the political changes experienced in the country since 2019, Sudan remains fragile and beset by problems. The mission was established by the UN Security Council in 2007 after what many viewed as a genocide committed against Darfuris by their own government's armed forces. Ambassador Kingsley Mamabolo, who led the peacekeeping mission there since 2017 and is current director, ends on the 31st of December, says the political transition remains complex.
Ever since UNAMID has been there for over slightly a decade now, the idea has been to try and stabilize the country. This has been one country which has experienced chronic instability for a very long time, particularly in Darfur, where, you know, people even accused the government of the day of genocide. As you know, the leaders of that government, I indicted some of them for the crimes that they committed over there. So it's been a struggle to bring this to where we are today, politically and otherwise, to have removed a government in power that still has a lot of influence. And so you can expect that there's a lot of sabotage, attempts to sabotage.
U.S. President-elect Joe Biden has set a goal of 100 million COVID vaccinations in his first 100 days in office. He says his first months in office would not end the outbreak and gave details on rollout strategy, but he said he would change the cause of COVID-19. Introducing his health team for when he takes office on the 20th of January, he urged Americans to mask up for 100 days. On Tuesday, a report paved the way for the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine to be approved and rolled out for Americans. President Donald Trump, meanwhile, attended a summit at the White House of his COVID vaccination program called Operation Warp Speed and hailed the expected approval of vaccines. And finally, medical specialists investigating a mysterious illness in the Indian state of Uttar Pradesh say they found traces of heavy metals in some blood samples. More than 500 people have needed hospital treatment since the first cases emerged on Saturday. The BBC's Jill McGivering reports.
On Tuesday, day four of the outbreak, more than 70 more people were rushed to local hospitals. Some were dizzy or vomited, others had seizures or memory loss, or even frothed at the mouth. A team of medical specialists sent to help has been analysing spinal fluid and blood samples to find the cause. They now say they found particles of heavy metals, including lead and nickel, in some patients' blood. If that's the cause, the next question is where it's come from.
And that's the news headlines at 7:30 Central African Time.